Connection. Our Community Connection on K1 brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and Bridge Houses when we continue in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1 Bridge Houses. We'll find out what that is all about when we talk with founder and executive director Nancy Love Wilson, and also in with us treasurer for that nonprofit, Kathleen Hargis. And ladies, first of all, thanks for coming in this morning. Glad to have you here today.
Thank you for having us.
And just because it's a topic that most of our listeners are not real familiar with, other than maybe they've heard your name, Bridge Houses. And I'm going to let you tell the story, because I think it's your place. You might as well tell me who, figuratively speaking, is Bridge Houses and what do you do?
Yeah. Bridge Houses was founded by myself and my husband out of the ministry that we do in Washington County Jail, when we realized the need for housing for people coming out of dysfunctional situations. So it's not just incarceration, but it is rehab facilities. It is unhealthy relationships. It's women who need a fresh start, and they don't have any resources of their own.
Mm-hmm. And so you're there to, first of all, provide some structure in their life, a friend, but a friend who's going to hold them accountable for certain things, I think.
Yes, that's exactly right. We provide a healthy living environment for the women. So we have... We're in a small apartment complex right now, so okay. We provide a completely furnished apartment. All I have to do is move in with their whatever they have, whether that's clothing or toiletries or whatever, because we can provide all of that too. We tap into the resources from the Bartlesville community, which is amazing. And so we provide the housing, and then we tap into other resources for the other things that the women need.
And you and I talked before we went on the air, and I know you, like the rest of the local nonprofit community, and specifically I think the whole health initiative, there's a cooperative agreement. You know each other. You know who does what. And so whether it's Agape Mission for a meal, or whether it is Bridges Out of Poverty and Gina Elias and those people, you're all there working on a common goal.
Yes, we are. We are. We are based on, our part of that is based on the concept that if we're in the right place with the right people, we'll do the right thing. And so we provide that right place and the right people and the opportunities for these women to have a different life, to have a fresh start in their lives. We believe that effective ministry is providing an opportunity where people can get stronger, and that's our goal.
And I think stronger people, I won't even go as far as say more confident people, that's a good thing.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And I think you mentioned it, but I want to just, again, start this story again. You started this ministry a few years ago, so you're still in the growing process.
Yes. We actually started working on establishing a new nonprofit in the fall of 2016. We had volunteered with another nonprofit that did this type of work for a year previous to that, but unfortunately they closed the ladies' house down, and so we kind of picked up the baton to run with it. So we were received our 501c3 in February of 2017, and we opened our first house in November of 17.
You didn't waste much time.
Yeah. Well, God has been on our side. I'll just tell you, it's been a process. I've never done anything like that before. And so we just did a lot of research. And we don't know everything, but we're excellent learners. And we believe that that's the key to success in anything.
I say this with a smile on my face, but I bet you said that phrase a lot recently. I've never done this before.
Yes, that's exactly what happens. So we're learning as we go. But we do have, we went around the state of Oklahoma before we started this and interviewed other people who do this well, because we wanted to learn from their mistakes and to get their concept on what works and what doesn't work, because we like to work better rather than hard than
yeah, work smarter rather than
make
harder,
smarter
yeah.
than harder, and not make those the same mistakes that somebody else has. So, but we're still making our own mistakes, and we're learning and we're growing, and we have three women currently in the house, and working towards getting them employed. One is employed, and we're working for two new girls to have employment. So that's sometimes a challenge for our women because they don't have a strong job history. The plus is when they're in our program, though, that we are there holding them accountable. So when someone employs someone who's part of Bridge House's program, they have the guarantee that we're going to make sure that those people are at work every day.
And it's for someone who, for whatever reason, got them to your door, I don't want to generalize, but you would expect most of them at least not to have developed a strong work ethic, or they probably wouldn't have landed on your doorstep.
Yeah, and the majority of them don't, but I'll be honest with you, I've had two that have a very strong work ethic. So they had some tragedy in the other areas of their life, but they did have a strong work ethic. And so it's interesting the dynamic and the diversity of the women that are coming into the program.
Well, I mean, every one of us has our own path that got us to where we are today, and very few stories are going to be identical.
That's right. That's right. So that's part of our challenge, and part of the reward is getting to watch the women grow and develop and just encouraging them. You know, lots of times we want to change, but if we're stuck in the same environment that was caused our problems, then it's harder to change. And so we're just offering them an opportunity to come into a healthy, structured environment where they have people to come alongside of them, to encourage them, to celebrate with them when they do the right thing.
Is it fair to say you have had some graduates from the program, though, right?
We've had some women come in, and we've had some women leave. And to be honest with you, it's a little challenging when they leave for reasons that are not healthy for them. But we did have a single mom and her teenage daughter who came in and stayed with us for a period of time, and she did graduate out and get her own place for her and her daughter away from the sober living program.
But I didn't ask this question before we went on the air, but I know that you have associated with the Bridges Out of Poverty program, and so I'm kind of reading between the lines that a lot of their model is part of what you do and how you do it.
Yes, it definitely is. I volunteered with Building Bridges of Oklahoma for the last 3 years, and actually now a part-time employee for them 8 hours a week. So I facilitate Getting Ahead programs for Building Bridges of Oklahoma, those classes. And that model is just teaching people how to get out of poverty, the causes of poverty and what they can do. And it's such a powerful life skill training program that we have incorporated that into our program, so the girls are part of that. We think it's important.
Well, we're talking about Bridge Houses, and we've got a little bit more to learn yet, but we're going to take a break and continue a community connection coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1, and again talking with, so far, Nancy Love Wilson, but we're going to get Kathleen Hargis involved here in just a little bit, and talking about a local nonprofit, Bridge Houses, if you're just joining us. So it is an opportunity to be a friend to women, particularly if you're coming out of a bad situation or a correctional environment. And Nancy, I know during the break we kind of talked a little about some of the other things we need to get out there. You are a local nonprofit. We're going to give people an opportunity to give right now, but just so I can get Kathleen in on the conversation a little bit. Kathleen, you're the treasurer. You're the person that would accept those donations, right?
I would. Would be happy to. And that is one thing we're very thankful for, is the support as we begin to talk to people and talk to businesses in the community. That people do realize there is a need. They're not necessarily sure what we can do about it, because it is a big problem in our community, yeah. The number of women that are incarcerated and their children that are affected by it. So we recently we had our first fundraiser. I want to thank the Elks for allowing us to have a benefit breakfast out there. I also wanted to reach out and thank our community sponsor, corporate sponsor, Truity Credit Union, for their support. We've also started a coalition of different nonprofits in town that help a lot of the same people, mm-hmm. Pooling our resources, trying to be smart about that, and have even talked with United Way about that and what that looks like.
Okay, and I'm sure that there is a website or mm-hmm. post office box that people can give to your organization, and so we'll mention it again at the end, but I think one of those, that's important stuff, and so I want to get your pencil ready to write it down, but we're going to mention it now anyway.
Yes, you can go out to bridgehouses.com, and you can donate there, and you can read more about our organization.
Okay. Thank you so much. We're going to you're not done yet, but I want to get back to the story here. Nancy, as far as you are headquartered out of a apartment complex where ladies can come in and just, you know, get on the road to responsible, doing the right thing living.
Yes, we are. We looked for the design of the ministry. In my heart was that we'd have a big house, mm-hmm. And live together and cook together and do life together. And
I can kind of visualize that image, yeah.
Yes. So I am married, though, and so that changes the dynamic of that just a little bit. My husband, Stan Wilson, is an EMT with Bartlesville Ambulance Service, and then works two jobs, because when he's not in the ambulance and he's working at Oklahoma Wesleyan University in their maintenance department. So part of the reason why I'm able to do what I do is because of my husband's hard work and dedication to support this ministry. Bridge Houses has no paid employees, just dedicated volunteers, and we think that that's important at this point to be that way. And so all the money that is donated goes into the house to help the women. And we offer a hand up, not a hand out. So the women are required to work and contribute, but we pay rent and utilities on right now three apartments, whether they're working or not. So the community support and the donations that we get have coming in are very important to our success.
And yet you're there not only holding them responsible, but I would guess in some cases helping them find somebody or some method to maybe pick up some work skills and a means of earning a paycheck on a regular basis.
Yes. And my background is actually in employment staffing. And so we go through and teach the women how to write a resume, how to interview, how to look for a job, and then how to promote in the job that they're working, and what the things that are important to employers, like going to work every day and being willing to do whatever needs to be done. And so we want them to learn those life skills that unfortunately so many of them have not learned in the past.
Well, and kind of go along with that, depending on where you're working, and if you're working, you know, in a office setting where only your coworkers see you, that's one thing. But if you're out with the public, then making a professional appearance and all those other things may go into it as well.
Yes, and we work with the girls on their appearance, on the dress code, what's appropriate and what's not appropriate in different situations. We connect them with women from the community, and so we want them not to just be stuck in the social group that they are used to, but to come out of that and learn how to function in other social groups and to grow and to and to do better, to do more than what they've done in the past.
So really, you're asking for some major changes for some people, depending on what we grew up with, what our background is, and even just what stage of life we are in age-wise.
We are, and we're challenging. And I tell the women right up front, I'm going to take you out of your comfort zone, and I'm going to do it quickly. And then we're going to make you like it.
There you go.
So they are challenged when they come in. We come alongside of them. One of the things that we do that other sober living houses don't do is we provide transportation for the women. And so one of the things that if people are interested in volunteering with Bridge Houses is that we need people to help with transportation. And that way they're not asking for rides from people who are not headed in the same direction that they are with their new life.
If somebody wanted to help out in that manner, are they, and I think I know, but I want to ask it this way, are they volunteering for an on-call or more of a get-to-work, go-to-work type of, get-home-from-work type of hours?
Yeah, we try to keep everything structured. So we would never allow the girls to call and go, oh my gosh, I have to be somewhere in 5 minutes, because that's called the tyranny of the moment, and we don't get caught up in that. So we want them to set a schedule, to let us know what that schedule is, and then we help them with transportation in a scheduled way.
Well, this is, I'd say in the short span of months that you have started from your nonprofit vision, you've come a long way.
Well, we're blessed, and I definitely believe that everything that we've accomplished, and I know, is because of God's been with us and that He has led us in this journey. He has great plans for this girl. Our mission statement is just to promote Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope and a future. And we want that for the women that come into Bridge Houses.
Absolutely. In the minute that we've got left, Kathleen, I want to get that website out here one more time if people would like to, you know, send tens and twenties or something better.
Yes, that is bridgehouses.com.
Okay, and again, check it out. The mission is there. I assume there's, I haven't checked it, there's probably some pictures and a little bit more of your story there as well.
Yes, lots of information on the website. So again, just www.bridgehouses.com.
And if somebody would like to volunteer as a driver, you probably have other volunteer needs as well.
Yes, and there is a place on the website to partner with us and to send a note if they're interested in volunteering, and we'll get back with them and appreciate all the help that we can get with financial reasons and with transportation and volunteering.
Been talking with Nancy Love Wilson and also Kathleen Hargis, talking about Bridge Houses, bridgehouses.com. Give them a call or go on the website if you'd like to help. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
This is the ONN. I'm Sean Carey.